The topic resonating every discussion, either among old or young people. Our approach to social networks, the addiction, or its possible consequences. How much time do youngsters spend on their social media sites? What can their actions impel in the future? And could they even imagine a life without it? I asked three university students, Mano, Zuzana, and Felix. Naturally, my first question states, regarding social media, do you feel addicted?
Yes.
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 If I am able, if I have data or whatever, if I'm able to go on Instagram, for example, yes, I will do it.
Especially Instagram, I sometimes refresh it 3-4 times in a row and nothing new happens, and then I'm not satisfied. So I'm only satisfied if new feeds are coming up, and this is where I guess I realized sometimes that I'm a little bit addicted to social media.
I think I have that feeling that like every time I have the urge to look at my phone and, you know, to search for social medias, you know, like what's new, what are people doing. So I think I would say that yes, I am.
The usage of social networks can also cause you problems in the future. For instance, when applying for a job, it is more and more common for your possible employer to look through your internet profiles. Are you afraid of this? Could the content you share be used against you?
No, for sure not. Like, everything I put there is like not like provocative, neither anything, you know, disturbing or something like that.
There, I'm not afraid because I take care what I share. I mean, on Snapchat, my employee shouldn't see, but on Facebook and Instagram or LinkedIn, I try to have kind of a professional profile.
Our time spent not only on social media, but on the internet in general, was also impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
With COVID, children might have lose this creativity they can do and like go out and do other stuff than just going on social media.
On the other hand,
for me personal, it showed me a little bit that social media also is like not only bad, but also really good, especially to keep contact with some friends over a distance and you're not allowed to see them.
Last but not least, how would your life have looked like without smartphones and social networks?
It would be better, because I think like we are taking care of like too much of these things, but like in the real life it doesn't have any weight. We just got used to it and we are just trying to compare ourselves with each other, and a lot of things like self-esteem and confidence are going in the way. So I think like in many ways, like the social media are like tearing us apart and like making us more sad or like unhappy, less confident.
I mean, when I was growing up, I didn't have smartphone and social network, so it was way more slow. You needed to plan more, it was less spontaneous, but still the friends you had were closer.
The moment I've spent without smartphones, the longer I did was like 1 week. It was amazing because it was so relaxing. But still, I think I would have some trouble to get in contact with people in general, because yes, I'm using my phone a lot to, like, I don't go out and see people. I call them, can you go out? Stuff like that.
All in all, nowadays it is almost impossible to avoid the social network craziness. However, realizing our approach to them as well as our priorities may be the first step to become more free.